Do you know my one of my favorite verses? Y'all don't know what my one of my do you know my favorite verse? I said it one time. Okay, apparently y'all don't. Let me hint. Let me help you out. I'm wearing it. But anyway, Proverbs
3:5.
Do y'all know it?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. I'm wearing it. This is your sermon today. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. I had a conversation with the Lord this week. Matter of fact, it was Monday. Me and him, we were just talking. Boom. And I recorded it. Well, I recorded it in my spirit. But I recorded it. Me and God had a conversation. Here's what we were talking about. He gave me a picture, an image, and here's what I saw. Here's the signs I saw. I saw, now hiring. Help wanted. Jobs available. I saw that sign. And basically what he was saying, he said, Van, I am looking for people. I'm looking for people to work for me. The kingdom of God is a business. We're trying to go after souls. It's a business. And I'm looking for people to work for me. And I said to God, I said, well, why are you looking for people to work for you? You got all these churches. You got churches everywhere. Just in, from Lynchfield to, what's the place y'all like to go eat? The hog place. Hog Heaven. From that, damn, you got around here at least, that I can count, at least 15 churches. You got all these churches. I was checking it out. I said, you have worldwide, you got 2 billion Christians. In America, 77% of the people in America are Christian. That means there's 320 million people in America. You have 240 that are Christians. And God is looking for people. He's saying, I need help. Help wanted. Job application. I'm looking for people to help me because people are in need. I need help. And he ain't going to use the law. He's going to use us, Christians. And I said, Lord, what is going on? Remember the verse in the Bible talks about Mark 9? He said, the harvest is ripe, but the labors are few. I said, Lord, how come you can't get me? And he said, let me give you a few reasons. Talking to me. Started talking to me. Number one, trust me. Trust me. You remember when your kids were small, when you got small kids, and you tell them to do something, they say, okay, go pick that up, okay. Go over there, go clean it up, okay. Come help me move this, okay. You know how little kids, you just tell them something, they'll just do it. You know, it could be a teacher, it could be a parent, it could be a friend, or some adult, and you tell a kid, and they just trust you. They'll just do it, no problem. No problem at all. Then they get to the terrible twos and they'll say, why? And you can give them a crazy answer. Because the moon is gray and brown. Oh, okay. And they'll just do it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether they understand anything. They'll just do it. But the older they get, they want an explanation. They want a deep understanding. You got to give them they want a booklet. Explain this to me. I need to understand this. I'm not going to just trust you because you said it. And God has said, he said, Van, a lot of times I will call my people to do stuff. And because they don't understand what I'm trying to do, they won't just obey me. They won't just trust me. Let me explain. Let me back up just a little bit. God will call you. He'll call you to save people. There's jobs out there God is calling for you to save people. Now, let me explain what I mean. Let me explain save. We are like a life saver or a life jacket or a rope. And God takes us and he throws us to people who are struggling, who are out there in the water about to drown, about to die. It is God who finds them. It is God who throws it to them. We're the life saver. And people grab a hold of us, and Jesus pulls them towards himself. That's what he means by saving people. And God is out there, and you're saying, do anybody want to be a saver, a life saver? Anybody want to serve people? There's some people they need help. They need you to encourage them, need you to lift them up. They need you to go to them and talk to them. Anybody serve? Anybody will be out there where you seek people. Some people are lost and they can't find a way, and we need somebody to go out there and find them. Some people need to be shared. You need to share what you have. Share your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, your gifts, your talents. You need to share. Some speak. Somebody needs to be encouraged. Somebody needs to be lifted up. God will call you. He has those jobs available for all of us. Christian. Some to sing with an anointing to break the yoke, because people got all kinds of spirits. God has those things out there. People won't come or won't sign up. He's looking for people. They won't trust him. Trust me. God will give you the direction, but he ain't going to always give you the plan. And so what happens, a lot of people don't trust me because they don't get the plan. For example, Moses. Remember Moses? He gives him a direction. He says, Moses, go and get those people and tell them we're leaving Egypt. That's the direction. He didn't give them a plan. Moses didn't know, oh, God's going to send some plagues, and then they're going to let them go, and then they're going to get to the Red Sea, and then he's going to part the sea. He didn't tell him the plan. He just gave him a direction. Moses trusted him. Moses trusted God with the plan. He moved with the direction. Sometimes God will just give you just a direction. He ain't going to give you a plan. He didn't give Joseph a plan. Joseph, he said, he told you, he said, Joseph, here's the direction. You're going to be the top dog. Everybody's going to bow down to you. That's the direction. He didn't give him a plan. He didn't tell him, you're going to go to jail. David, you're going to be the king. Here's the direction. But he didn't tell David what he's going to go through. You follow? Just trust me. I'm going to point you to people. I'm going to point you to things. And when I do, if you just trust me, don't worry about the plan. I need a plan. I need to know how much, when, where. No, you don't. Just trust me. Second thing, he said, Van, you know what? He said, Van, I did this on purpose, especially in America. I did this on purpose. What is on money? Let me help y'all. In God, we trust. He said, Van, I did that, especially in America. I did it on purpose. I made them put "In God We Trust" on the money. Think it. The money people could save some money if they took that off. They didn't have to put that on there. Other countries don't have that on there. We got it in. God said, I did that on purpose. I wanted people in America, because I'm going to call them. He said, I wanted people in America to put this on their money. In God we trust. Because I wanted them to know, trust in God, not in the money. I tell people, hey, come serve somebody. Come save somebody. Come seek somebody. Come share. Come bless somebody. Go do it. I ain't got the money. I didn't say put your trust in money. I said put your trust in God. In God we trust, not in money we trust. Some people won't do ministry. Some people won't come work for God because I ain't got the money. What? I just said, in God we trust. I told Moses, to go get a million some people and take them. I didn't give him any money. I told him, just take me. I told David, you're going to be the king. I didn't give him no money. I just anointed him. It's in God we trust. There are some people who won't step out or who leave. I ain't got enough. You ain't got enough what? Ain't got no money. No, you got to have enough God. Last thing. He said, Van, trust me with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. He said, a lot of people, the reason they won't do what I want them to do, won't sign up, because they're looking at their resume. They look at their resume. And what they got to understand, I don't care about your resume. I just care if you trust me. I don't know if you notice it or not. Let me back up. I get around people and it's funny. They'll say, you a pastor? I say, yeah. What seminary did you go to? You got a doctorate in, what kind of degree you got? And they'll start going down. And you know, I've done this, and I built this, and I have this, and they'll start standing there. And I have nothing. They say, have you? Nope. Are you a? Nope. And they'll say, well, what makes you think you working for? God just told me. I've noticed in the Bible, God uses crooks and liars and thieves and murderers and adulterers and cusses and fighters. God uses all kind of people. And if you ain't worried about your resume, you just trust him and he tells you to do something. You don't worry about what the world thinks, and you worry about what he thinks. You trust him and not what they think. I would have more people. But he said, Van, it's hard to get people to trust me. And he said this. He said, I am not going to hire you if you won't trust me. I just throw this out there. If you want to do something for God, trust him. Just tell him. All you got to do is say, God, I trust you. I trust you. I don't care. I know my resume ain't that pretty, but I trust you. I know I ain't got all the funds, but I trust you. I know I don't understand and see everything. I don't have a plan. I can't lay it all out, A, B, and Z, but I trust you. If you do that, God will use you. God will use you. I've been waiting. I was like, okay, God. What's next? He's been throwing little things at me. And you gotta understand, if I preach to you, God has already been preaching to me. Now, I don't tell y'all to do something and I ain't gonna do it. I gotta do it. And so God was saying all this stuff, but he was talking to me. I'm telling you what he's saying, but he was talking to me. Because he was saying, all right, Van, you ready to trust me? I'm getting ready to give you a direction. And I said, ooh. Okay. I say, okay, God, I hear you. I'm gonna trust you. Don't care about my resume. Don't care about the money. Don't care what people think. Don't care what I got. I hear you. My first job out of college, me and my wife. We got ran a home for abused children. Kept anywhere with 16, 18 kids. Live-in house parents. Kids beat, raped, stabbed, cut, anything you can think of. We took care of those kids. I ran the house like a Christian house. Came in there, took it over, ran it. Me and my wife. She was the mama, I was the daddy. Ran it. Kids got out of line, I spanked them. Dealt with them. But I loved them. We loved those kids. Took them to church, did a whole 9 yards. That was my first job out of college. Guess what? I got fired. 6 months. 6 months. I mean, doing good. Kids are getting, doing better. They're starting to make it. Things are happening. People come in and say, "Van, we're going to change this around. You're getting government funding, da 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 da." Long story short, you need to stop this little Christian stuff out. You're raising them like a Christian home and all that stuff, and stop doing all that. And your wife works upstairs with this group, and you work downstairs with this group, and you. And I would sit with my family together so that they could see what the family was. And all that. You stop all that, and you start to, you make this, I don't know what kind of house they wanted me to make it, but they wanted to do something, and I said, no. I said, I ain't doing that. And they said, you're fired. I said, well, fire me. And then they said, well, we ain't got nobody, so stay here. And so I stayed for like a couple of weeks until they found somebody. I thought they were joking, but they weren't joking. And I come back home one day and they fired me. And I said, oh my God. This is what I heard. God said, I'm just hiring you back now. And I heard Jesus says, you remember Jesus in the Bible? Doesn't he love kids? Love kids. And I heard God's heart, and I had to stop from crying. I had to watch myself. God said, I got a lot of abused kids out here who are hurt. They've been abused. They've been taken advantage of. They've been hurt. He said, Van, I want you to go get them. I want you to go love on them. Their spirits have been destroyed. I want you to go after them. And at first, that's why all he was talking to me about us. Because at first I started saying, And God said, trust me. I'm giving you a direction. It ain't for y'all, it's for me. God's going to give you something. I don't know what it is, he's going to give you something. But he's already spoke to me. Does that make sense a little bit? God's going to talk to you. Just trust him. Amen?
Amen.
Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. You're an awesome God.
Trust you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I hear you, Jesus. Father, bless each person here. Touch them. Talk to them. Let them know how much you care about them. And Father, use us for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hey, y'all be blessed. Have a great week.